This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In early March of this year, U.S. and Brazilian government representatives met before a WTO arbitration panel in Geneva to contest the size of countermeasures that were being sought by Brazil due to the alleged U.S. failure to comply with a previous WTO dispute panel. That arbitration panel should deliver its findings in 4 to 6 weeks.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Brazil is claiming damages of $1.3 billion for the GSM program, operating as a prohibited subsidy. They're also seeking $350 million in one-time damages from the Step 2 program, and then serious prejudice damages due to certain provisions of the cotton program of roughly $1 billion. Now, these claims come despite the fact that the Step 2 program ended almost 3 years ago, and export credit programs have been altered or discontinued. You know, in addition, I think claims of injury due to the cotton program are unreasonable given the realities of the world fiber market and the recent declines in U.S. cotton production.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Unfortunately, changes in the world U.S. cotton market and programs since 2005 are not fully appreciated in the current dispute deliberations. More recent data will be extremely important when the U.S. seeks a compliance panel to demonstrate the responses to the Brazil dispute panel findings.